Moving to the presidential report now. So from last year to the present, last year's convention was held in Indianapolis, Indiana at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Tammy Jones, our longtime treasurer, it was her last convention. She got ill and she passed away. We want to keep her in our thoughts and prayers. Tammy has been with us a long time, and she did good work. So we moved from our last state convention and said that we would be having this year's convention here in Fort Wayne, and it has been a good one. What do you think? Yeah. I want to first compliment the staff of this hotel. They have been tremendous working with us. We also, starting in January, took a bunch of us, went to Washington Seminar, as we do every year. We marched on the Hill for a lot of our bills. Some of them included the GAIN Act, where our national rep talked about last night. Aim High is another one of our student bills, where we do accessible instructional materials in higher ed. And so we talked about that on the Hill. We talked about the TIME Act, as usual, trying to make sure that blind people get full employment and not get sub-minimum wages. We think that's a tragedy, and it should go away very soon, because we're not going to stop fighting to make sure that that happens. We have an Employment Act that we are now looking into and getting blind people employed. We switched the TIME Act over to the Employment Act. We also have where we are trying to get Affordable Technology Accessibility Act, and trying to make sure that we get technology that's affordable for us to use when we're in college and things of that nature. Now, we have also had in the month of this year, in the month of April, I believe it was, where we in the National Federation of Blind start working on advocacy cases. And some of those cases are, all right, so a young lady by the name of Nora Ikramella called our organization and asked for some assistance. She had been offered a job to where she was going to be employed at a call center. Now, this young lady is from El Salvador, totally blind, and she was awarded the job. The unfortunate thing is that once, and they knew she was blind, but that once that they figured out that she was truly blind, because they hadn't interviewed her in person, they just did a phone interview, but when they got she got in front of them, then they wanted to try to hold back on putting her or giving her a start date. So then she got frustrated and called our organization and asked us to assist her. I helped her with having meetings with the human relations department at this company, and the thing that is strange, the thing that they really had a problem with was, and this is a quote from the human resource director, "Well, I can't hire her right now because I haven't talked to the rest of our staff." And the rest of the staff is 50 people that work here, and the rest of our staff have to wrap their mind around a blind person working here. So I said to her, "Well, how long do they have to wrap their mind around this situation?" And she couldn't give me a time frame on how long this would take. And then their second reason was that, well, she'll be working with these sighted people. She'll be the only blind person, and she'll have to walk between desks. How will she be able to find the restroom? And so her answer to that, though, because she had a quick pro quo, her answer to that was, "Well, we're going to consider moving her desk close next to the restroom. That way, when she get up, she'll just go right into the restroom." You know? I mean, you know, go figure. Knowledge is power. I'm serious. So we worked with her on, you know, getting these attitudes changed about blindness, because that's all it was. They knew she could do the work. She had very good computer skills. They just couldn't figure out how she was going to get dressed, how she's going to use the restroom, how the rest of the staff would wrap their minds around working with a blind person. You know, all tangential things that, you know, didn't really have anything to do with the job. So we worked it out, and today Nora is working. She was supposed to be at this year's convention, but they wouldn't give her the time off, and that's okay. And that's okay. Yeah. We also have worked on different advocacy cases, and you heard from Jessica Sutherland about her kid being taken simply because the judge felt like that the other parent was a better parent and would give him full custody. Jessica got in touch with our organization, and to make a long story short, Jessica contacted us. We contacted Nationals to see if they would be willing to help and facilitate this case. We ultimately got a judgment back from the appellate judge saying that he's kicking it back down to the regular court that it came out of, and that Jessica gets a new hearing on this thing because they found discrimination in that judge's decision. So now, I believe it's coming up in December. Yeah. And so we will be going to Martinsville to the court, and I would like all of you all to go. And we want to be there in numbers with our canes and our guide dogs. And we want to show them that she has the full support of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. December the 2nd, Martinsville, Indiana. And we'll give you guys an opportunity and put it back out on the list, sir, when her hearing is again, so that everybody can go. We want to show force and strength in numbers there. We've been working on a lot of cases like that. Blind parents have been losing their children to spouses and in divorce situations. They get harassed when they want to take the kids out of the hospital after their birth, and they don't have a sighted person with them. You know, this has been going on in our organization for a long time, and it has to stop. You know, we also have a case with Tisha Riggleman. She's in the audience today, and we've been helping her with her case over at IU Kokomo. IU Kokomo has given her the blue, yes, and a runaround about her accessibility, using the technology over there and not getting it to her in a timely manner. She's had to drop classes and all of this. We are working on a case. I signed Chris Myers to help her in her advocacy issues because it goes right along with his case that he's fighting the educational system right now to make the testing accessible and all of that. We are also working with Mrs. Clemens, is it? She's from another disability group that brought this to our attention. Clemens had brought this to our attention about the testing in Indiana and how unfair it was and discriminatory it was. So we're going to work on Tisha Riggleman's case right along with it. They combined that case right with Chris Myers' case. So we will be hearing more about that. You know, the National Federation of the Blind has, we say in our state that we don't have a whole lot of money, but we do have a whole lot of commitment. And I applaud all of you in this organization, because when it comes up to stepping up to helping other blind people, we take it out of our own pockets and we do what we need to do for our organization and for our affiliate. So this, in our next upcoming year, we have some plans to do the go down to the legislation in a legislators in Indianapolis, and either do on two fronts. One, for the merchants, do a legislative day where we go and visit our legislators to talk about a merchants division issues, merchants issues, and for the legislators to get to know us as an information Transformational Day, Legislative Day for that. The second thing is we have a short session, and yeah, exactly, you know, and we are going to say that five times. And we are going to introduce our parental rights bill. It hasn't been introduced yet, but we are going to get it done this year. We want to be one of those states that can say we have a parental rights bill in Indiana. We're going to get it done. We also, in our upcoming year, have to be ready for our national seminar, our national convention will be held, I should say, in Houston, Texas. We want all of you guys to participate and go. We need you there in full force. The convention dates, as our national reps have said, has been changed. Put it on your calendars from the 14th through the 19th of July. So make sure you guys get that down so that we all can go. Those who have never been, it's a life-changing experience for you, and we need you to participate in it. We have had good national recognition this year at our past year's convention. Our Pam Schneider is back on the national board. Merchants Joe Higdon is on the national board. Dean Brown got reelected to the second vice president of the diabetics division. We have a lot of talent in our state, and we just have to make sure we use it. Lorraine Rovick, many years ago, said, "You guys in Indiana have a lot of talent, but you hide your light under a bush." No more will we do that. We're going to let people know that just because we're small doesn't mean we don't have the capacity to help out on the national level. And so that's what we're going to do in our organization. Next year, our convention will probably be back in Indianapolis. We have all of our board positions available, except for the two that got elected today. And we talked about at this convention that it doesn't mean that just because you don't have a board seat, you don't have leadership capacity in some frame or another, you can still work in this organization because everybody participates. I like to look at our organization as being bold, being aggressive, and being intentional. Bold in the fact that we put out programs that help blind people in the ways that we need to be helped. Aggressive in that we will go after whoever that offends our organization and offends blind people in these disgusting manners like I talked about earlier. Intentional in that we make sure that we make a statement, whether it be to the entertainment industry who talks about blind people not being able to babysit simply because they're blind. I wouldn't let a blind person babysit my child. You know, those crazy ideas that are still pervasive in our society, we still have to be intentional about our efforts to change those attitudes. It's one of the biggest barriers that we face, but we'll all face it together here in the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana, and that is my report.